Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Merle Exit. Well, I'm a little chilly. I think maybe I need to turn the heat up here. It's like in the 40s today here in New York City. Tomorrow I'll be leaving for California, Southern California, which will be definitely a lot warmer. On our show today, Bob Manning, he's a former owner of a restaurant, long time restaurant called Gebhardt's, German restaurant in the Glendale section of Queens here in New York City. And he decided to move. And instead of being in Glendale, he decided to have the restaurant in Floral Park. And I got to find this thing called chat. Start chat session? Let's see. Okay. Barbara tells me I should click on the thing that says start chat session. Okay, I'm doing this. This is going to be the first time. Anyway, so Bob will be on the air. He had moved to Floral Park, and instead of Gebhardt's, I guess, it's now called Bob's Place. He had changed it. He decided he did not want a German restaurant. And so it's now called Bob's Place. So we're going to have him on the air to talk about that, and his executive chef, Jeff, will be on to talk about developing the cuisine that he wanted to, that Jeff wanted to, yes. But in the meantime, so I see here, okay, so here, if I'm on the chat session, let me look at this thing here. Okay, so I got this, the chat session, but if I'm on the chat session, it looks like I can't also have the switchboard on the same thing. But now, I don't know, am I supposed to click on? Let's see, here's the chat session. I don't know. I'm trying to click onto this to talk. Is that what I do? Do I click on here? I'm looking over here. I'm trying to click on something here. Let's see. You will have to go back and forth. Why, thank you so much. But where... Thanks. But where am I... How are you writing? I mean, I'm... putting my thing on here. Where do I put this thing? Where do you like to click on to write something? All right, let's go back to the switchboard again because I got to look at the switchboard to see if. Bob hasn't called in yet. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back. But then every time I go back. There's a chat session. It keeps, like, loading up. Oh, I see. Wait, I see. Okay, I could do that. Got it. Okay, let's close it. Okay, you have to go back and forth. Look below where it shows send. You will see a flashing icon. Okay, I'm looking. Am I clicking it first? Send. I don't see a flashing icon. No one's flashing at me. Oh, I see it. I see from you. I see like a heart that's flashing, Barbara. But I don't see something here. I'm looking below. Let's see. I'm looking at. You have to type. What? Where am I? You're laughing at me. I have to type, but the problem is I don't know where to type. I'm taking my browser. I will teach you this weekend. It's my tech person. But I'm taking my browser and clicking near it. What am I clicking onto, though? What am I clicking? I can't click to send because I didn't write anything. I don't know. Where am I writing this here? Nothing's happening when I'm clicking on. This is not a good thing. Back to the. Okay. You'll teach me this weekend. I mean, I'm. Are you clicking on left of send? Oh, okay. Oh, look at that. Yes. There it is. Oh, yeah. There it is. Look at this. No. Wow. Is that not cool? I just clicked in the wrong place. Goodness gracious. Let's see. Let me see. I go back to the switchboard. I don't know. Okay. I'll call him again. I don't know. Got it. Let's see. Can you talk on the air? Okay. Let's try this. Let's see what happens now. I'll go back here. Go back here. Wait, back again. Oh, come on. I hate this computer. Come on. I don't want to lose that. Come on. Let's go down here. Okay. Let's go back again to. All right. Let's go back again to. Okay. Ah, goodness. It's like waiting for Godot. If he doesn't come on, I'll have something to chat about. An interesting topic had come up. I'm writing an article for a publication called WIP, W-I-P. And I'm writing it about... writing about football, women's tackle football. And I have, other than the history going back, which is like Andrew's great for talking about that with the history, but the person who probably knows most about it right now is Barbara Coletta, because she has a show, Women's Football Talk. So I'm trying to see if she will, while I'm, oh, wait, never mind. Here we go. All right. Oh, there you are. Okay. There you are. All right. Do I got you on the air?
Hi, Merle.
Hiya. Well, I'm writing an article. I want to tell you what they came back and said to me. I'm writing on, basically, it's on the, you know, who am I going to write about? Of course, New York Sharks. You know?
Of course.
You know, and the thing that I was focusing on was the whole thing about New York Sharks, like, take on the world. So I was, you know, to write about the whole thing with the international flag football, as well as the international tackle football tournament that happened, you know. So what happened is, so I wrote the article, and I want to read you what they came back and said to me. She says that because they want this article. Said she has a couple of areas, so I want you to comment on it. She says, I am new and unfamiliar with the world of women's tackle football, and I believe our readers will be too. You think so, huh? Why am I not surprised? You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What I did in the article, I did comment on the lingerie league, just a comment. So she writes, anytime anything is referred to, like the lingerie league, please add the context, when it was founded, why, and what it is. I actually had to look it up to believe that there was really a lingerie football league, since it seems too ridiculous and insulting to be true. Can you also develop why the NFL Museum and sports leagues in general separate everything by gender? Possibly elaborate your personal opinion on how this does a disservice, how this does a disservice to female sports. So I'd like to hear some of your comments. The thing that, would you agree that, when do you think this whole thing, this lingerie crap came in?
It came in, I believe, in 2004, because I actually was doing a little bit of research, because I actually had invited one of the players from the LFL on my show for the 21st, because I wanted to get the perspective of the game differences between our women's tackle football against their tackle football. I know it's a little different. They don't play as many players. The passion is there. It's just the uniforms I think a lot of people have the issue with. If you've ever actually seen them play, you see that they really are getting into what they do. I mean, from what I've seen.
Right.
But I know it started in 2004 for the Super Bowl. It was actually the lingerie Pro Bowl or lingerie bowl. And then the LFL developed in 2006, 2007 after that. So I'm actually trying to do a little bit of research.
Yeah.
In fact, that's why I knew it was 2004 when it started, because I was actually just recently doing a little bit of research on it.
So in terms of that, I mean, why do you think it's even been hanging? Do you think it gets more publicity?
No, I don't. I think it's more. I mean, it looks like what I've seen. It looks like it's fun, and like I said, the women out there are having a good time, and they are passionate with what they do. And when they do practice, you know, they practice in regular, you know, attire that, you know, we would practice. I don't think they practice in pads. They might just practice their plays. And then when it's time for game time, that's when they put the little uniform that they do have on. And that seems to be the issue with many of the players because, you know, again, it's taken a step backwards, people feel, because of the way what the dress attire is.
Well, if they're not, I mean, so they're not fully in pads?
They're in a type of pad. And they're in a type of helmet, but the pad kind of looks like a, I don't know if it's like a lacrosse type pad or helmet. They're really small. You know how quarterbacks have the smaller pad, but they don't fit below the bust, of course, because the bust is what they want to expose.
Oh.
So the pad's going to go over.
Yeah. Well, then my question is, I mean, aren't they more apt to get hurt? Because
you would
they're
think
not.
So, because they're going to be bruising easy. I mean, I've seen some hard hits. I mean, if you go to the website and you watch some of the clips, yeah, they do have some hard hits.
That's such
and
an odd
sending,
thing.
You know,
but when it boils down to it, men will pay to see it. I mean, it'll get more publicity in terms of being on TV or things like that, won't it? Or
well,
sponsorship?
I know that they've happened on MTV, and that's about it that I've known, that they've had national. The one player that I'm trying to get on the show is a quarterback for the Florida team, and she's really passionate at what she does. You know, she had said that a lot of people have the hang-ups of the uniform, and she said she would play in a chicken suit if it meant being on national television, because what they are models. That's what they do. You know, they're lingerie models, and they're trying to get as much publicity as they can. And so, of course, you know, she doesn't have an issue with the uniform because, like she said, she would play in a chicken suit in order to get on national TV. And that's the bottom line, is they want to get national coverage.
So, in other words, are you saying that if the regular tackle football was getting national coverage, they would say, screw this, I'm going to, then I'll play?
I don't know. I haven't actually talked to her yet. That's just from a few, you know, emails that we passed amongst each other. I'm hoping on the 21st I'll have her on the show, but it hasn't been confirmed yet.
Mm. Yeah.
Because
that
like I said, I want to, you know, the perception of the lingerie and our tackle football, I want to see what the difference is. You know, a lot of it is the uniform that people, which I even told her, I said that was my issue as well, you know, but I'm willing to overlook it and you know, have a conversation to do the difference. You know, I'm open-minded enough to kind of take a look.
Right.
Watching, have you ever watched the clip? Me watching the clip, I'm not looking at the uniform. I'm watching what plays they're executing. Me personally, I'm watching their players,
right.
And I'm like, oh, that was a great move. You know, I'm not seeing that, but then again, you know, the fan base, what is their target market? And it looks like their target market right now is the men trying to get, you know, national publicity on, you know, when it started with the Super Bowl.
Right, and they're probably looking at the uniform.
Yeah.
More than they're looking in the plays. But, it's degrading to the, if we turned around and said, okay, women will watch football if the men show up in their jock straps, you think they would do that? You think men would play in their jock straps?
Is this a G-rated show, Merle?
No, it's not.
Because I'm just having all those visuals right now.
Oh no, it's okay. Just I tell people, just as long as you don't say shit or fuck, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but but that's my reaction to it. Okay, let the guys play in their jock straps and see if they'll do it.
Mhm.
I'm sure they won't even do it. They wouldn't do it.
Yes. Well, many of these women, you know, are lingerie models. Not all. I know that there was some players that played in our league that actually crossed over and played during their season. I don't know the particulars on it. It's just hearsay from coaches that I've heard. So that, and I do know that one of the a flag football player that I know and respect, she actually played for one of the teams in Florida.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, will be interesting when you have somebody on. You said on the 21st, if it's confirmed.
Yeah,
if
it hasn't been
confirmed
yet.
Yeah, I'll come on and ask questions too. I'll call you. I'll call in on your show.
That's all on my show. You know, I think that's what she was a little leery about. But I told her, I said, you know, we're about promoting women's football and women's tackle football, and you are a part of women's tackle football. You know, be it the uniform, she's still a part of women's tackle football. So I told her, you know, we support and promote. And so that's why I invited her on our show.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I'll chat. I'll go on and ask a bunch of questions. But so now to get back to this of what else she was asking. Here's your opinion. Okay. Okay. She was asking why the NFL Museum and sports leagues in general separate everything by gender. Well, I mean, what's your reaction to that? Why
you know, I don't think it really should. I think it should be included amongst together because it's like you're going to a museum of soccer, you're going to a museum of football. You should be able to see the players or golf, for that matter, you know, like Babe Zaharias. You know, when she was golfing in her day, I mean, I wouldn't want to go to the women's golfer. I would want to go as a golfer in general.
Right. Do you think that it's purposely done? Or you think we're just so used to seeing men in a lot of sports, and then as an aside, kind of, in other words, they're separating them because it's a newer idea.
I think they separate them, too, thinking that people will go off and see the women and the men, you know, separate. But I would think in this case it would hurt it because a lot of people don't support women's sports as it is. And I think if they put it together, I think it would be viewed and more recognized if it were put in one area versus two areas in this particular case.
Right. Well, actually, the only place I went to we hate to mention it, the National Sports Museum that opened up here in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that lost Andrew's jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
That one.
When I did take a tour, I saw some, although there was like a, it looked more like the one of the only separations was, what's her name? The tennis player. The Billie Jean, it was like a Billie Jean King wing.
Okay.
That focused on women tennis players. But as I went through the museum and I would go to different, like, sports areas, they didn't necessarily separate them. You didn't have, there wasn't a female soccer and a men's soccer separate, like in separate rooms. There was
mm-hmm.
soccer, and you saw, you know, men and women. That might have been, like, the only place. Now, as far as the NFL Hall of Fame, well, they're not putting up any exhibits because basically there's as he said to me at the time, the women's tackle football teams, they're not part of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Although, in terms of an exhibit, this was my argument about that, was that in terms of the exhibit, now they had, like, other aspects in different areas, and one of the other aspects that they were showing, like they had the USFL. I don't know if you're familiar with the USFL. Are you?
USFL?
Yeah. Back in the early 80s.
Yes, I do
the league.
Remember.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, it was Donald Trump who owned the New Jersey Generals. And Herschel Walker was on that team.
Hmm.
But they had something, you know, not a big display, but they did have something up there. To point out about the U.S. Yes, that league. So my argument was, well, why shouldn't they have some exhibit up there then that's pointing out women's tackle football?
Yeah, I agree.
Since the other things were not part of the NFL. So I guess is it time for me to go back there? I mean, I had commented, as you know, that the only thing I was able to do was, which was okay, still a breakthrough, was to get the football signed by the Sharks and have it displayed for like 6 months, and being the first item from a women's tackle football team. But that doesn't, for me, that now doesn't think, I don't think it should stop it at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they, you know, I really don't, I mean, personally, me, I mean, I don't really care if they have an entire league or not. If I can get something up, you know, that shows some stuff from the New York Sharks, then it's fine. You know, at least it's some. I would prefer, of course, to have something representing maybe pick five teams and not necessarily even from the same league.
Mm-hmm.
And just
showing that many leagues do exist.
Yeah.
I mean,
to show what's going on, that the women are playing, you know, tackle football and that type of thing.
Yeah,
so,
to bring back the point where you were asking about if the exhibit should be shared amongst men and women, and
yeah.
I think they should, because if you're a dad bringing your young daughter in, you know, and she's walking amongst you as you're looking at what you enjoy to do, and she's sharing it with you, and to have a women's sports in the same area, she's going to take notice of that. Whereas if it was a separate wing, is he going to spend as much time showing her the separate wing of women versus where he's at in the men's, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But he might, although he might do that saying, let's say if the girl says, I only see guys, and he says, well, let me take you to this other wing here, and you can see all the women who are playing such and such. Because the thing is, like I had found, for instance, let's say with the, and I'm just picking one, like soccer. I mean, the amount of photos, artifacts, or whatever that there were in terms of men's teams or versus and women's teams was, of course, you know, very small on the women's side. When they, you know, in any of the one places that were combinations. But that was, you know, well, that's defunct, so that doesn't matter. I don't go to very many sports museums anyway. So I don't really see that. I mean, the fact that the Museum of World Treasures, you know, did what they did and also tried to do what they would
mm-hmm.
was something. But, you know, it's somebody being headstrong and doing it. And say, hey, come on, let's get this. Or not only saying, come on, let's get this, that when the museum, for instance, turns around and says, okay, we'll do it, and doesn't get cooperation and the support of the women themselves, you know, then it doesn't work either. You know, so it's a combination of, you know, somebody being headstrong. I guess it's now time for me to go to Canton, Ohio again, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think when I get back from California, I think I'll have a chat with them and see what can happen. You're not going to have money. Artifact. I know what I'm going to do.
Well,
exactly.
Laura, I also think they should have a chicken hall of fame.
A chicken hall of fame. a rubber chicken hall of fame. I think,
that's
cool. So, yes, I definitely will have Esther and Eunice. I'm going to definitely nominate them to be inducted in the chicken hall of fame. Even if I have to create a chicken, a chicken hall of fame.
Are both girls coming on the trip tomorrow?
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, I guess so. You know which one I have on? Remember when we taped Chicken Clucking?
Yes. Did you ever tell the story to your listeners how that went about? I mean, how the chicken was actually clucking at your chicken?
Yes, it was. I know. That was so funny getting that.
You were upsetting that chicken, Merle.
Well, like,
was Esther? Was it Esther that was upsetting that chicken, or was
yeah,
it Enid?
That's a, yeah, but the thing was that that chicken was clucking like that prior to that, before I even brought over Esther. Oh, man, that's right. Well, all right, so anyway, yeah, well, see you tomorrow then. In the meantime, I don't know. I think some people forgot that they needed to call into the show today. You know what I mean?
I'm your backup plan, Merle. I'm your
yeah,
backup plan. See, I taught you how to use the chat room.
Huh?
I taught you how to use the chat room.
Yeah, that's pretty. I'm trying to click onto the wrong place, going, it's not clicking. It's not clicking. I'm booing. Send. Send. Nothing's happening. Nothing's flashing. What's going on? Oh, that's where you type it. Look at that. So the chat room is like, if somebody isn't, for instance, let's say they may say something. Oh, so like they may say something like, Burrow, ask the guy this question as opposed to
yes.
calling in.
Yeah, so that way you can let your guests know that if they have people that want to listen in and ask questions, or you can start utilizing the chat room to, for that purpose, you know, use questions. I usually have, not everybody opens the chat room. I mean, just because they're listening doesn't mean they're actually in the chat room, because that's a separate button, unless you have the chat room opened at the time of your show and then when they push on the show. Now, if they push the player at the top, they're not going to be in your chat room. They have to actually physically open the chat room. So not everybody that listens to the show is in the chat room. So even though it's just you and me right now, your listeners could be 50, but they're just not in the chat room.
Son of a gun. I learned something new.
And actually, it's actually a time killer, too. I had a friend that was in the chat room on Sunday when I was doing my show, and I was actually monitoring the Raider-Kansas City game while I had turned it off, and he was kind of keeping me updated with the score. So it was kind of nice.
So to get back to that question, why do you think that they separated by gender? Do you think it's on purpose? Or do you think that it's because women's sports in general is just second?
Yeah. I think it's because it's second to men. You know, even women, like you said, women support more men's sports than their own.
Right.
I wish that would change, because for the young girl, the daughter, the niece, the granddaughter, you know, your neighborhood child that you know, because you're not doing them any good by not helping support, you know, when they grow up and have what's allowed in the schools, you know, the funding.
Right.
If there's no support, they're not going to put the funding towards the girls' programs. And we see that all the time, that it goes mostly to the young boys, which, you know, that's because there's more support. The school is going to fund what's more supported by the public.
Actually, what I'm going to have you do is, and for the article, I'm going to put in something. I'm going to have quote you, like I'm interviewing you on this, having, you know, dealt with all of this. So we'll put in a paragraph or so. That would be great.
Well, I did get some articles. I haven't had a chance to read that. I don't know if you know about the Title IX getting. They were trying to get flag football sanctioned in the high schools. Well, I haven't read the articles, but there was a suit going on with Title IX, and not just football, but with soccer and other sports for girls. I can forward you those articles if you want me to. I haven't.
Yeah,
read them.
I
want to
get quotes from you.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to get quotes from you.
Okay.
That's what I want to do for this. But, yeah. Anyway, obviously, what I had planned for the show isn't going to happen. So I'm going to end the show nice and early, really early, and then I'm going to call them up and say, hey, what's the matter for you?
What's the matter for you? What's the matter for me?
All right, Barb.
Okay, Merle, have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow at the hotel.
Okay, dokie.
Okay,
take
have a
care.
Safe flight. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yep, well, I guess I will. Just, what can I tell you? Maybe some point I will actually do this and get these people on. So, let's see, the next show, well, I will be doing a show this Saturday, which is on the 13th, the trip to Long Beach, California. I will be actually on the Queen Mary, the hotel, when we're doing the show. So until then, and maybe at some point we will talk about Bob's Place Restaurant. Well.